Hey people, welcome to another what is this? Oh yeah, Geeks Next Door. I'm Chris and we have a question. Dave, what was the question again?
What magic card color would you be?
And as we discovered, that is an amazing question. And we'll go in alphabetical order because Adam, what do you got?
Ooh, this is a very tough question for me, since
I think it's pretty easy for you.
I am prone to say green because I do like using green a lot. Throwing the creatures out, that's pretty much all I know how to do. But I do like using red.
I would have said red.
So, red. I would have said
Yeah,
red.
I was gonna say red
Really?
too.
For
Because I know the
overt
rule.
aggression.
Because I like to
Overt
fuck
aggression.
people over and
Yeah.
make your
Destroy,
life
destroy,
miserable
destroy.
hell. Yeah,
Okay,
I could see
so
red too.
in your heart you're green, but we all believe you're red. That works. All
I see how
right.
this is gonna play out.
Pretty much. I'm probably blue. I like blue. It's the easy answer. Maybe a little bit of white sometimes,
White,
but
yep. I was gonna
blue
say
and
white.
white, those are my two colors. I'd say that. Dave?
I like
Sorry.
black like my heart.
Black y'all, black y'all.
Yeah,
You like the
not
death
blue.
punch.
Yeah, not blue. Blue, I think,
I.
it's because blue gets too annoying with the fucking stack and everything. That, and I'm like, fuck this. Can I do that? And you're like, oh, you can't do that. The stack divide says you can't.
Stack rules all in Magic.
Yeah,
Right.
blue's not my least favorite.
Yeah,
Next to
blue is my
white,
least
blue
favorite.
and white.
Yeah, so I would say black.
And probably red.
Yeah, black and red are pretty good. I sometimes like the black and white combos of like dealing a bunch of damage and then protecting myself.
Okay, cool. I'll buy that. Dave?
Let's see, I'm probably white and green. Green elves, stack those elves.
That's true.
Bring in the white little bird flyers.
The only good elf is a dead elf.
So yeah, no, I'm probably green and white. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Ryan?
This is pretty impossible, but there's some colors. I'm definitely not black. But I'd probably have to say a strong tendency towards
Blue.
white and green and blue and red.
Okay. No,
So,
no, no,
what
no. That,
color?
no, I'm
You
sorry.
forgot the
Is that
artifacts. You forgot artifacts.
Oh, you're colorless?
I'm not colorless. No way, man.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna make you narrow it down to two. That's
Two,
a
two.
cop
Fine.
out answer.
I'm gonna say.
We'll just call him Rainbow.
Yeah.
I'll have to go with green white then. But it's a,
Interesting.
but I like green because I like the nature. I like the healing, the health, the stream of life, you know. It's very good stuff. And I also like blue in the honor and that element of it.
There's no honor in blue.
Have you picked two yet?
No, did I say blue?
You said
I said
white.
Oh, you meant white.
White. I meant white.
And he
Yes.
said
So green,
green.
white. Let's go green,
Don't forget
white.
about black, though. He hates black.
Okay.
Take my green. You can't take my
Green.
green-white combo.
So the actual question was, what magic color are you? And I don't
Right.
think any. I said blue.
I said black.
He
I'm going
said
to be black.
black. The rest of you bastards said two different colors. I'll date. Adam pretty much said green, right?
Yeah.
So,
I'm pretty much white.
okay, we got a white. And what about you, Ryan? Make it even harder for you.
All right, fine.
Colorless.
I'll go with. Damn it. I'll go with green. Let's just say
Okay,
green.
so
But you can't double up on green.
no, it's. I mean, that's what I was thinking. We're close to a pie. We got a white.
Well,
We got
what's missing?
Red.
Adam say green.
I'm
No,
black.
no.
I'm black.
Red. Red's missing. Red's missing.
I'm happy to be red. I like red a lot, so red's good too.
But
You
what's in your
like the dark
heart? Is red in your
damage.
heart?
In my heart, probably Temur, which is the top
Color is
one.
that? You get one color in your heart, not
Magenta.
three color combinations.
Don't forget
All
about
right.
cyan.
In my heart, see, this is why it's hard, because when I was young and
Oh,
I
good
learned
lord.
magic, I
There
had
we
a
go.
green deck, which was awesome. It was my first deck,
Fuck.
so it has a special place, you know. But I think so. It's gotta go with green.
Okay. Hey, I'm fine with it. So we got five mages, all color wheels pies accounted for except for red, because fuck red. So with that, we'll get started and let's go.
This is where we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is where we turn up the party.
Okay. So we're obviously going to start with the elephant in the room, right? The controversial Batman v Superman. And so we're going to talk about that, I think, probably for a while, as if we get into it. Before, if anybody's listening that has not seen the goddamn movie, go see the movie and don't listen to this, because we're going to spoil out of it. We're going to bat spoil this thing. And you're not going to want to see the movie after we get done with it, because you're going to basically have seen the movie, almost like you did if you watched the trailers enough.
So let's start with going around and just giving a letter grade. Not the reason why yet. We'll get into that. But what's your letter grade?
Sure. Let's start with Adam, since none of us know anything about what he thought of the movie, because he saw it last night with us instead of the first night.
Not seeing it until the last minute.
So all you're looking for is a letter grade with no explanation.
No explanation, just a letter grade.
I would give it a solid B.
Okay. I would say first viewing B, second viewing A minus, 89.8, right on that cusp. The teacher rounds up for you.
Yeah, I would say B to begin with, and I might be on the teacher rounded down and put it a B plus, but that's because the teacher's kind of an asshole.
I'm a very consistent teacher. I'm just going to go with a B plus and stay steady.
All right. So, yeah, I had first viewing, I was probably at a B+. Second viewing, I found even more, and I'd say about an A-.
Okay. So we're all actually really close to it, which is interesting because the critics hate this movie.
They really hate it.
What is it?
A lot of people on Facebook hate it, too.
Right, just, right.
Lots of people hate it. Just the critics.
Well, if you go by – so I was looking at Rotten Tomatoes, right? Critics are at 29%. But people that actually, like, the audience is at, like, 71, so there's a huge difference there. And I think I know the reason for that, but anyways. So, Adam, why don't you get us started? Just mention something you enjoyed or didn't enjoy about the movie, and we'll talk about it. We'll kind of go around, and we'll go from there.
The trailers really, really hype Superman and Batman a lot. And I like the aspect that they threw Wonder Woman in there, and you got to see her pretty much more than half the movie. Which
three times?
Yes. I thought it was a lot.
Well, see, she was interspersed throughout the movie, but I bet you it's 20 minutes.
I don't see
it. But I mean, it was like a 2-minute segment, a 2-minute segment, 2-minute segments, and 15-minute fight.
Beginning of the movie to the end of the movie.
Right. So you're saying they did a good job introducing her and kind of keeping her throughout, even though she wasn't on screen.
Correct. And so. Obviously you knew who she was right away, but for novices, knowing who this lady is and seeing her off, it drew me in. It was good.
Okay. So what else we got about Wonder Woman? We'll stay with that theme for a second.
See, I don't think she really added anything to the story till the very end.
I think she actually distracted from the main core of this storyline. Not as if she was bad, don't get me wrong, but I actually think, like, if you were editing it and trying to take out stuff and put it on the cutting room floor, the reason she's in there is clearly to build for future movies. It wasn't because she made this movie better. Any random chick could have been involved. It was bullshit. She was loosely linked to the main storyline. I'm okay with that. I actually like that. I like the continuity of, like, the previous movie and this one, and I like that it seems like they're attempting to make a longer storyline.
Dawn of Justice. I mean? Yeah, that's the underdog. Yeah.
But sometimes it's not that way. Like, if you think of some of the older Superman movies and stuff, and I mean, it's not consistent. And I like that. It makes it more... I don't like it when the superheroes come in and it's like a D&D game and there's like five people meet, like, let's be a team. And then they start fighting. You don't have that build-up. But if you do it now in this movie, it allows the build-up to be less necessary in the subsequent movies, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'll buy that. I will say about Wonder Woman, I think she was a really good part of the movie. And it's interesting how Amy, like, really thought that was a great part of it. And I was thinking about why that is. I think a lot of it's because all, like, I would say when you look at superhero movies, 90% of them look like us. They're white males.
It's true.
I mean, so, and this
now
is going to be...
Now we got a white chick. Nice.
Well, right, but it's a female, right? So, females...
Technically, she's an Amazon.
Right. She's from Themyscira.
She's female. So, the scene with her standing in front of the two guys, protecting them with her fucking shield, she's in front. That is a huge thing for women. I mean, they point that out, and they're saying, that's amazing. And I think that actually is a lot more powerful than we give it credit for, because it doesn't mean as much to us. So, I think that's a big thing. I was at the gym yesterday, and there was like a 7-year-old girl running around with a cape on, and the double W is on her chest. And I thought that was fucking awesome, because... If you're a 7-year-old girl, what do you got to look up for superheroes? Black Widow? I mean, in movies right now. You don't really, right? And it's cool that they have something like that. So.
It's hard. See, when you make statements about these movies, you kind of sometimes you put on your critic hat where you talk about, you know, what needs to be there and stuff like that. If you take the critic hat off and you say, was it fun to see Wonder Woman, like, with sword and kicking ass? There's no doubt. That was pretty cool. So,
come on.
I just want to backtrack a little bit because I did like
theme music. Come on. Metal.
That's true.
Was that a callback to like original music or something? I kind of wondered that.
No.
Whenever they showed her, did you notice every time they showed her, they played a little riff?
Right, that was her riff.
That was her riff.
But it wasn't historically her riff.
No, that was just new to this movie.
Historical, there's been no Wonder Woman on like a big screen ever.
Yeah, that's how
it's like in a cartoon. Oh, yeah. You could have a riff that they could have called back to.
They could have called back to, like, Wonder Woman! Wow. She could have been, like, spinning around.
Maybe. Yeah, flying in the invisible jet.
They couldn't have her really fly.
She had her lasso. Mm-hmm. And I know what? I thought it was fucking cool when she's slashing at that Doomsday and it's fucking hurting him. She cut off his goddamn hand. That's like a holy shit moment, because if he's supposed to be basically a invincible dude and her sword is fucking going through him, that's fucking cool.
So is Wonder Woman actually a badass? Like, no, this is an honest question.
Yes,
because I know she's a superhero, but there's kind of like you've talked about relative levels of power.
Yes.
Is she pretty strong or
yes.
I don't know,
she's an epic level power character.
Okay. Is that and that's not the highest? It's like the second highest or something.
She's not a cosmic power character, but yes. Within on the Earth-based realm, she is equal, if not more powerful than Superman, because Superman in the comics is technically weak to magic, and she gets all of her power via magic.
Huh. Okay.
See.
Speaking of Wonder Woman,
Batman.
Oh, yeah. No.
Batman just fucks Batman, dude. That's the best. He's epic level because of sheer willpower.
He's a dude.
Which is why he's amazing. What was I going to say about Wonder Woman? So who played her? Gal Gadot. From the Cardassian Empire?
Yes, from the Cardassian Empire. Gal Gadot.
Yeah, I'm going to say Gal Gadot. Her facial expressions, I thought, were amazingly strong for Wonder Woman. Like, there's
compared
a scene...
to the other two? Yeah,
I don't know.
Off the chart.
All I know is there's a scene where she's fucking destroyed by Doomsday's eye lasers, and she fucking, like, smirks and brushes it off and gets up, and that to me is, like, badass as shit.
Right. Because of the way he films... He makes people look really cool, and if you're already a cool-looking like person, he just makes you look cooler, you know?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. All right, so that's Wonder Woman.
She was cool.
Who's
what about
next?
Fleck? Fleck as Batman, that's sort of a obvious type.
I thought he did good. I thought his Bruce Wayne was good. I thought his Batman was good. My only issue is, like, he killed a lot
too
of
much...
people, dude.
Yeah.
He killed, like, a ridiculous amount of people. And that was...
Wait, when did he kill a lot of people? I mean, when he saved Martha.
Well, technically, we don't sure. Like, he killed any of those guys.
He had a lot of machine guns.
The guy with the flamethrower. Yeah. Anatoly guy who was, like, KG Beast in the comics, if you, like, you know, get super into it. But, you know, that's a direct line from Dark Knight Returns. Where he's like, I'll kill her. And he's like, I believe you. And then, like... That guy is most likely dead. But, I don't know, he was kind of a badass too, so he might not be dead.
So, the thing is, when he was in his... In every vehicle, he had minigun spraying, but bad guys. He's probably hit a few of them, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, towing the car behind it and flipped it on other guys? Not necessarily, like, he could call it manslaughter, accidental death. Like, I didn't technically kill them.
Historically speaking, Batman never kills.
Okay, so... let's talk about this a little bit, because this is a huge issue for people. Hi, Amber. This Batman, to me, okay, this is why people are angry about this movie, because they're like, this is not Batman. This is not my Batman. He's too dark. He's too angry. I don't know, man. This is a different Batman. This is a Batman who's watched everything in his life die. You know, every woman he's been with has died. Robin's fucking dead. Wayne Manor is in ruins, and he's living on a goddamn lake. This is a guy...
It's a pretty nice lake house,
though. It was a nice fucking lake house.
I remember that scene thinking, that's a pretty sweet view.
But it's kind of... I don't think this is the same Batman, which I'm okay with. I'm not close enough to the source material to care that much, but a lot of people apparently were. So.
Well, so a lot of the Batmans we've seen up to this point have been kind of that young Batman just coming into his own, or he's within 5 years years of becoming Batman. Where he's been Batman for like 20 years. He's been through a lot of shit. It reminds me a lot of the Frank Miller Batman.
Or the Terry McGinnis.
When you're reading those.
Older Batman. That? Like the Terry McGinnis old Batman.
Oh, from the Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond series.
Yeah, where he's more of an old, just grizzled.
He was just a crabby old fuck.
Exactly. You know, he's seen a lot of shit go down.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of gives him that excuse to be this, like, fuck this, nothing I'm doing is working, so I'm going to try a different method.
Well, see, that's the line that drove that home for me. It was, he's like, how many good guys have we seen fall? How many are no longer good? That tells me that he has nothing left, and his faith in humanity is at an all-time low.
Yeah. And they reference that, like, Alfred, what's the guy's name? Is it Alfred? He was, like, saying, like, he was kind of...
How do you not know Alfred?
I don't know. I'm just bad at these things. But he made it clear that he was upset with how Batman was behaving, you know what I mean? And said, like, you know, you're kind of taking a bad route, which I like, because it wasn't saying that Batman, this is Batman, this is the way he's always been. It was actually emphasizing the fact that Batman once wasn't like this, but he got pulled to this darker place by the pain of you know, how
pain of
shitty
loss.
Shit was.
Yeah. It kind of makes...
You know, I like it. I mean, I like that about it. And
it kind of makes sense too, since you have like this ultimate like good guy like in Superman. You
usually,
have to
we'll
have,
talk about that.
Usually, you have this ultimate good guy who's like the Boy Scout. You got to have somebody who's kind of the polar opposite, almost.
Okay, and this is what I got last night that really did that for me. It's like, I'm wondering if everything is super dark to begin with, because in the next one, the Justice League movie, everything is going to be where we think it's going to be. It's where it should be. Because there was one thing that I really saw that, like after he went in the water and grabbed that spear after rescuing Lois, well, and come to Lois, holy crap, man, she was only there to push the plot forward. She served next to no purposes whatsoever.
Yeah, well...
That's typically Amy Adams anyway.
But she's fun to look at, so...
Right, but so he swam out of the water... She was totally, like, you know, all weakened and everything. And he was basically like, you know, this is my world. You know, you're my world. And his hair had the Christopher Reeve Superman curl.
Yep. Batman
curl. And I was like, is that the point where now he's totally accepted his role of who he's going to be? And was like, pushing forward. And now everyone is going to be who we want them to be, or who we expect them to be.
Okay.
You know, as a Superman fan, I was like, okay, is this the point? This is the exact point where he turns into what we expect, because he has totally accepted that this is my world. You know, I have to be better for everything.
And then Batman, just to follow your point, because it's good, is that then Batman at the end was like talking to him while at his gravesite, saying, you know,
Spoiler!
This whole fucking thing is spoiler. He was talking about how he was going to be the Batman he should be. I can't remember.
He said, "I failed him in life. I won't fail him in death," or something like that.
Boom. Right. Yep. Thank you. So that's another point where it's like saying, "Exit dark phase. Hopefully, enter a better phase."
Yeah. No, I agree with that. However, let me preface this by saying, I'm worried about the future of this franchise, or I'm worried about how dark it's going to get. Where if they go in where I think they're going, because. Well, maybe we'll talk about that later. Let's go back to
Lex Luthor.
Oh, I got a lot to say about Lex. Let's start with that.
I want
to
hear this.
A lot of people don't like the way he played Lex Luthor. I want to hear your guys' opinions.
So, I'll go ahead and start, because this was a big discussion topic in our car ride home with Ryan and or the other guy, the other Dave. So
not this one.
I'm so used to, no, not this one. I'm so used to seeing Lex as this calm, collected,
maniacal,
smart-ass genius who's just you know, everything's straight. Very everything's calculated. Straight and calculated. You get the sense with this Lex, he is a genius. He is calculated, but man, is he off the deep end, batshit crazy. First time I watched the movie, I didn't like it. I was like, no, this isn't Lex. The second time I watched it, I felt better about it. I thought, okay, I can get behind this Lex. I can get behind it. I mean, I can like it, but it's still not the full Lex Luthor to me.
Okay, so let me give you my idea on this. Sorry if anybody else would jump in, do. But here's what I was thinking about Lex. He was that guy. He was calculated and calm, and he got everything he wanted until he interfaced with a Kryptonian computer that showed him information from 1,000 worlds. I think he saw something that drove him over. Because if you watch the movie, he is not insane. He doesn't have those tics with his voice until after he does that. And once he does that, he's pushed fucking into insanity. Okay. So I think he saw something there.
Raise your hand if you've seen the deleted scene that came out in regards to what happens in the Kryptonian ship.
Right, yeah. Right. I didn't even think about that. Oh, there's a scene where basically the SWAT team, in fact, it's in the paper at the end, a SWAT team.
Anal probe?
No, a SWAT team storms the ship and finds him, like, bathing in the juice kind of crap and stuff. So.
And there's a nice demon in there with...
Yeah, there's a big giant, you know.
I mean, people, you're going to see it when they release the rated R version.
Right,
so,
right.
It's in there. Like, no one knows exactly what it is. It could be, like, Steppenwolf or Mantis or any of a number of characters from Apocalypse, like a herald, effectively.
Right, and the fact that at the end his last lines are like, there's something coming from the darkness out in the stars, that makes me think that he saw something that he shouldn't have, and it fucking kaflued with his ass, and he's gone.
who's the big villain that they'll probably pull in for Justice League?
Darkseid.
We know that.
Darkseid.
During the giant scene where it's like the nightmare, where it's like Batman having his dream of like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max future.
I fucking love that scene.
When he's looking out over the thing, those big flaming pillars, those are Apocalypse is known for those. The big giant Omega symbol on the ground, burnt into the ground, that's Darkseid's symbol. And those crazy demons. Those are parademons, which are also like the SWAT military of Darkseid.
And can I tell you how much I thought that universe would be fun to visit, not live in, but visit, to see fucking Superman in charge, and he's got his legion of fucking super dudes that go around and fucking enforce the peace, that or enforce whatever his version of peace is. That'd be a fun universe to visit for an issue, and then get the fuck out of there.
Right.
Yeah, 'cause if you were Superman and you decided, like, you know what, I think I will be a god. Sounds nice. As I command.
So Batman's fear.
Batman's fear.
Yeah. Yes.
But like, you can see that, you know, he's got enough power to make it happen. Somebody pisses him off, you know, he cracks, he goes crazy.
Right.
Why not, you know?
Okay.
To begin with, though, like, what was Lex Luthor's total end goal?
I think what it was at first to basically have Superman and Batman fight, right? He wanted to watch that. He wanted to see if a god or man could take on a god and see.
I think
what
he wanted
happen.
To just kill Superman. I don't know. But here's why I say this, because that bullet that was found, which seemed to have some of the. It was just a shiny chunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bullet. He wanted to make it a metaphorical bullet. A metaphorical silver bullet.
That piece
was just like a shard. But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I thought that maybe that metal was designed as a way to test its effectiveness against Superman.
I don't know.
Okay. That's what
that was. Because I was trying to piece that together, because I was like, what? They clearly tied it to Lex, but they didn't really. It didn't really come clear why Lex did the bullet thing. Why he had the special weaponry. Why he set up this situation where Superman would definitely be there. Superman didn't really have anything happen to him, but if they made bullets that were designed to see if they could take Superman out, fits with the theory that he wanted to kill this guy who he thought was a threat to mankind.
I don't know if that was really about killing Superman or just setting him up so that he could get his way to weaponize the kryptonite, so that he has all these government contracts, going back to the calm and calculated, you know, if I do this, it's going to lead to me being able to get that import, bring in the
That's
kryptonite,
true.
You know, create this weapon. Now the government's beholden to me because I've got that deterrent, that he calls it, in order to take him down if he does go rogue. You know, let's put the fear in the people, let's make him go rogue so that I can get what I want. And then I'll have the power. Because a lot of what Lex was talking about, right? A lot of what Lex talks about in the movie is power, right? What's the biggest, you know,
balance
power, right? How, you know, so everything was about power for him and him wanting to control that power.
Yeah, I can say that.
It bothered him that Superman seemed to have power and he didn't.
Right. Do you think the bullet was just a random thing?
That's what I'm thinking. Because it was like, it's a bullet. Why would... It doesn't matter. You basically were going to get Superman to come and save Lois Lane no matter what. The bullet, I don't know why you would use bullets that could be traced back to you.
Yeah, that was a bit of a stretch for me.
That doesn't make sense.
Or maybe he wanted it to be traced back to him for some fucking reason we don't know. I don't know.
But okay, so Lois Lane gets the bullet, you know.
Accidentally.
Accidentally. Turns it into and says, like, hey, here's where's this bullet from? Lex Luthor. Okay, that information, we know, as the audience, we know that he's a bad guy. Like, what does it further her
How
plot?
Does it
further like, what does it do? It doesn't do anything. I think that her finding that bullet doesn't really do anything.
Well,
it was to keep her in the limelight of the movie.
It keep her in the limelight.
You could argue that. You could also argue, if I had no idea about this world or this universe, I had never heard of these characters before, Lex Luthor doesn't seem like a bad guy at this point. You know, he's just a guy who's involved in the story. Whereas if you know he's now funding these guys who are going around shooting people or giving them arms at least, maybe then you're starting to think, it's a puzzle piece for the audience who don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know who those people would be who have never heard of Lex Luthor and Superman, but you never know. They might be out there somewhere.
Well, and that revelation really doesn't come until about halfway into the movie.
Sure.
So there's a lot of stuff kind of going on, and we really don't know that until about halfway through the movie. Puts it all together, and next thing you know, Superman's in the Senate having the hearing. And...
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the two big hang-ups people have about this movie is each character, why they started fighting each other, and why they stopped fighting each other. So let's start with why they started fighting each other. Because I don't think the why they stopped this is as dumb as most people believe, and I don't think it's as surface level as most people believe. But let's start with why they started fighting from Batman's point of view.
All right.
What do you got?
Well, Batman is like, okay, look at all the destruction Superman has caused. I dislike everything about him because he is beholden to no one.
Plus, he destroyed Wayne Towers.
He was Batman. He was very Batman.
He was Batman.
Plus, he had lost faith in people and humanity and the goodness. And he said that he made the statement, if there's a 1% chance that Superman's going to become evil, then we have to treat it as an absolute certainty. So maybe he felt like it all, you know, it's a bunch of straws on the camel's back, but that was a pretty big one.
I agree.
I think it all goes back to our earlier discussion about this old grizzled Batman who's been through so much.
Right.
He's had enough. He's at that tipping point, seeing Superman and Zod destroy Metropolis and his tower. You know, pushed him over that edge. He's like, we can't have this. We can't, you know, I'm sick and tired of this destruction. You know,
and
1% chance.
His line with the good guys was like the key line where he's like, you know, how many of the good guys are left?
Right.
You know.
And all that on top of the fact that Lex was manipulating him in small ways that we didn't know, that he didn't know. But so I think we can all agree it's pretty obvious that Batman had justification to fight or try to fight him in any way. It was throughout the movie, and I think it was pretty solid on his side. I mean, you could argue that it wasn't the Batman character that you like, but I honestly, this is not that character. This is what we talked about before. So what about Superman? What the fuck? Why did Superman start fighting?
Well, he had to save his mother. not to mention the fact they kind of got in a tiff because of Batman was getting slightly evil, and Superman called him on it. Totally legit. At that point, it was just a tiff. It was like a, sir, I think you need to stop branding people so they die in jail. You know?
Right, okay.
Let's at agree point, on did, this point.
Did and then, Superman
and then it
know?
Only got real bad when he had to save his mother. So I think it was pretty legit. He didn't even want to. Even at the point where he was there to fight, he didn't want to.
That's
he was
my,
in a bad place.
That's my point, though. It's like, okay. He shows up. He's like, hey, here's a situation. Starts talking. Gets hit with sonic things. Psh, manhole cover. Bustles things up. That's out of the way. All right. He could keep talking. He's fucking indestructible. He could just sit there and let him shoot him with guns. Okay. Those guns are gone. He keeps talking. He could have just, like, regained complete composure and said, like, hey, man, here's a situation. Hey, dude, stop hitting me with bullets. That would be really great if we could do that.
Oh, that's easy. He just got blame for blowing up a bunch of people, and he thought he could have saved them, but he didn't because maybe he was thinking about the wrong thing. And Lois is all mad at him because he forgot to take out the laundry and shit like that. So he is having a bad week.
But serious though, like Lois, she can never be mad at him for anything ever. She saved him he saved her so many times. It's all like, oh shit, I left my clothes on the floor. Really?
But,
do you want me to save you this week?
But you know what happened when after he saved her, right? She saved him right back. That's from a movie. I don't know what movie, but right. Anyways, the trust me, the female members of that audience will get that movie. I think it's a Hugh Grant movie. So also, you know what? At that point, when you're hitting him with that shit, it becomes a dick wagon movie right there. He's like, I'm pissed at this guy because he's going, Batman's or Superman's like, hey, I'm pissed at this guy anyways because he's being a dick, but now he just keeps fucking with me. I'm going to show him who the fuck's up. And at that point, it just escalates and escalates until he's fucking hits him with the powder, the dark green, and then he's fucked.
So originally, do you think Superman knew that Batman was trying to get the chunk of kryptonite? That's why he stopped him, or he just didn't want in the port of Gotham?
Oh, no, why was he there, you mean?
Why was he there?
I think he just give a message.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to give him that message.
Hey, Batman's out there. He's doing something. I'm going to stop him from doing that because...
I mean,
because
they're just across the bay from each other.
Apparently, which is fine in this universe. I don't mind it that much.
I'm just going to say it's New York and Newark.
Yeah, that's
they're just
fine.
Across from way.
Because that scene where...
Gotham is New Jersey and yep. Metropolis is New York.
That scene,
yeah, that fits.
Which, by the way, is a fucking badass scene when he comes around the corner. I mean, we all sat in the trailers, which sucks. They showed way too much of this movie in the trailers. But just before that scene, is the scene where Clark Kent is watching the TV and they're talking about how the Bat brand in prison equals death, blah blah blah. So I think that's the main reason he went to go fuck
with him. He was exploring that, even though he wasn't supposed to. He was investigating the Bat, you know. So he was looking into it. So the fact he was there wasn't all that surprising, you know. And then he was there and he saw him like destroying shit. Like, did you see he drove through like six boats? Was like,
right.
It could go about 5 inches to the left, but I'm gonna save a little time by driving through six boats.
Port of Gotham is abandoned. Don't worry.
That's right. It's all abandoned. We can do shit there.
But it was so funny. Yeah. It's cool too. Exploding
Thank God
boats.
Everybody's out of downtown. It's so late at night.
That's right.
Yeah. They definitely like threw a couple in there. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay, so Batman was going to fight. We kind of covered why. That's not a big issue to me either.
So back to why Superman was going to fight.
I'm sorry, Superman. We aren't Superman, my bad. So I think Superman had justification. We I think we came to a conclusion that Superman had pretty good justification to be there, and then he got fucked with, and then he just escalated from there. Anybody?
I do agree with Dave, though, that it would have been nice. I wanted to hear him talk a little bit more.
I agree.
To not lose his temper so fast.
Sure.
But I, at the same time, understand, given all the shit that's been going down, that he just lost his cool. He probably, after beating him the shit out of him, was going to say, now listen here.
Right.
But then Batman started winning.
Yeah.
So then he didn't have a chance to switch back into conversation mode.
Right. Okay.
So,
yeah, no, yeah. I like it. Okay. Why did Superman stop fighting? Because he got all his ass kicked by Batman. Was about to jam a fucking spear through his... He couldn't stop. He didn't have a choice. Fuck, Superman going down.
It's true.
Such a pimp move, man. I'm going to slice some dude's face with my spear before I jam it through your chest.
Yeah, Superman got all V'd by Batman, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so the big one is why Batman stopped fighting at that point.
That's a tough one.
See, I, well, first of all, I'm just going to say I was okay with it.
Me too.
It didn't bother me, yeah, the way other people bothered them.
Well, but I also think the memes and stuff with them high-fiving and stuff, say, like, I'm on Dave Martha 2, are pretty fucking funny. So. Yeah.
But I just also like the stepbrothers. Did we just become best friends?
Yep, I think so.
All right, Adam.
Going to do karate in the garage? Yep.
Can we go to the zoo?
There has to be a YouTube video of those things mixed already, and I might Google for it.
So the way I saw it was you see Superman kind of, okay, I'm giving up. I, you know, just do anything, save this, you know, save Martha. And I think that was just kind of, I mean, they spent so much time setting up Batman's history, you know, with his parents being shot, visiting the gravesite of his mom several times,
what was
to
that,
set
Adam?
It up so that when it gets to this point, he kind of has a mental breakdown. Like, wait, what? How do you know Martha? What's going on? So I think he kind of has that mental break, and then Lois gets to play her whole superhero role and run in there and say, that's his mom too.
Yeah, the thing is, man.
Was it necessary to do?
I know more about. I know about more about like how Batman's parents died than a lot of people like. In like real people, I know. Okay, you could be like, I could go ask lots of like people. Like, I could ask my grandma, "Hey, man, what happened to Batman's parents?" She'd be like, "Oh, they were shot in Crime Alley."
Sure,
you probably understand.
Sure,
that.
And Adam, to your point, was that necessary? I don't think so. You're right, but they did it during the credit sequence. So either who cares? Either you get a bunch of scrolling images, or you just fucking take care of it during the credit sequence, which I thought was fine.
I liked it, actually. It looked cool.
I mean, it did look cool,
like
the gun.
His
the gun
dad,
holding
like, you saw him holding his son back, and then you saw his hand turn into a fist, which is a bad choice, obviously. But it was cool, still. It was a cool scene.
So the interesting thought that I just had is that they spent a lot more time on Batman's parents than they did on Superman's dad.
Well, he's up in the mountains stacking rocks. Don't worry about it.
Stacking rocks.
That was fucking weird.
Picking rocks in the field.
That was
a little weird.
You want to go back to, was that necessary?
Right. That they could have taken out.
I dream didn't. Sequence or whatever it was.
Well, Kevin Costner signed on for two films, so they had
so
to,
they had to
this
use them.
Right.
They could have been like Zod, though. I wonder how much Zod got paid. Just lie around. $2 million.
That was just his body double.
Yeah.
It was a wax figure.
To me, like the name wasn't actually as important as like it to Batman. The name Martha, him saying, you know, it's his, that humanized Superman.
Fuck yeah.
Basically, it made him less of like, oh, this is an unstoppable god that's here, could do whatever he wants. It's like, oh, he has a mom.
Right.
Guess what? I have a mom too.
And you know what? You just had it right there. Why is one of the big reasons why Batman wanted to fight him? To make sure that he could be beat. He was beat. He could have killed him. So he knows that one of his driving motivations is the fact that if there's a 1% chance, we need to be able to take it so that we can fight, we can take care of him. Well, fuck, he knows he can take care of him now. He can, right. If it comes down to it, he can do it.
See, and the other thing I think, I thought it was okay. And after they talked, so he had a moment of shock, you know, like Batman was kind of frozen for a second.
Right.
And then he stood up, and you could actually see him sort of like thinking. And Batman is a smart superhero, right?
World's best
thing.
The first greatest detective was, how do you know that name?
Right.
You know, that was the first. That was his first question. How do
you
know?
No, but after he got it explained, and you know, he had heard Superman say Lex Luthor is trying to get me to, and he was like, whatever, Sonic Death. But he knew. I think he pieced it together, because there was a moment where you could almost see his gears turning, and it wasn't like it was like instantly we're friends, because it was more, I'm fucking Batman, and I just pieced this shit together, and fuck, I went the wrong route here, and I got it now. We got to change routes. I think he did it just like that.
Right.
It was a scene where you saw him figure it out.
Yep, I agree.
At least. And that's going, and then he's like,
cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Clark Joseph Kent was at the same thing that I got invited to, which was both of us were invited by Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
For what reason? But, and he's like, okay, now all of these little things that have been pushed in a certain thing is like, huh, how did I figure out that white Portuguese thing? I'm really smart, but I also figured that out. How did I, was I able to go steal this thing from Lex Luthor? Oh, because we were pushed in that particular
Right. He realized the manipulation, and he's like, yeah. I'm fucking Batman. Nobody manipulates me.
Yeah. Yep.
What do you think, Adam?
It's... Yeah, I think he did realize the manipulation there.
So I don't know. People really hate this part. In fact, they say that it's the worst part of the movie and it made the movie terrible. Which I gotta say, right now, if there's any one point in this movie that makes the movie so terrible that you can't find the amazing parts of this movie, you need a new life or you need to look at your life in a different manner. Because there was some amazingly fun parts of this movie. Not fun, but good. Sorry.
Yep. Like the sweet graphic designer that LexCorp hired come up with logos. I love that.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so this is another one. All right, let's talk about this. So when he steals Lex's data, and he opens it up and he finds the metahuman files, they all have their symbols. Did Lex give that to him? Does Lex know their identities, or does Lex not seen this file, or did somebody just assign those symbols, or were they already in use and he just put them on there? Because I don't want to believe that he gave all of them the fucking symbols that they have.
Sweet ass symbols. It's all like,
Dave.
What's that? That's a graphic designer. That was like, okay, his one job was like, okay, guys, I'm going to dissolve some symbols. What do you think? Lightning guy? Sounds great.
He said, I think they had him as the red streak in the file name or something.
Like, A, water? Oh, no, aqua. Aqua, that sounds great. Fucking A.
And this guy looks like a cyborg, so we put
that's
giant
a fucking great name, cyborg.
I didn't catch that they actually had, like, basically pre-assigned the superhero names and symbols.
Right.
Well, not the names, just the symbols.
Not the names, just the symbols.
The names were never there, but the symbols were there.
Right.
That whole situation, or that whole scene kind of was weird to me. The fact that he lumped three superheroes into the metas, metahumans, that weren't meta. Because Diana's not meta.
Well, metahuman is just like a blanket statement for anything that is not human.
Or not. Okay, so has powers.
Batman is still considered human,
but
he's not a metahuman. He does not have powers beyond that of a normal human.
And metahuman is actually a DC term. They use it in all their shows and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was more of like. In which they got their powers.
Mm-hmm. Nope, it is basically a blanket term.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a question. Sorry, but I need to answer this get this answered. You know that guy who comes to Bruce Wayne in a dream?
Okay. I want to talk about this.
Like he's like jumping through the screen.
That's the Flash.
That's the Flash.
Flash in fucking armor for some reason, which is
like.
It's apocalyptic Flash from the future.
Yeah, well, Flash, once he gets fast enough, can break.
He can break the time barrier. So this is what I caught on the second viewing, which made me fucking all horny for the next few movies. Because that's the Flash coming back and saying, you were right. Lois is the key. Shit's going to go down, and it's going to be dark, and we're fucked.
And then he says, I came back too early.
Right.
So, like, Batman, it's like they still haven't fought yet, so he's like, oh, shit, I came back too early.
Whoa, but you know what? When I watched it the second time, and you know it sounded like it said you were right.
Yep.
When the second time I watched it with the words cutting out.
Yep.
It could have meant that Lois. I heard that if the right words were, like, not blocked, it might have meant that Lois is right. And I actually thought that might have confused Batman and added to his sort of rage. But I think there was a possibility that he didn't say you were right. He said you're right, you know. But it was actually Lois, because
I heard it clearly state you were right.
Right.
Lois is the key.
The key.
Well, both times.
Yeah.
Both times. That's why
I watched it three times. Shit. Huh?
Yeah.
You just got to pay attention.
See,
not fall
this
asleep.
This is what this movie was doing, which was I think won't be revealed. That there's a subtle elegance in the writing that obviously you can't tell right now, but Batman or sorry, Superman says 2.5 times, "You are my world," to her. And I'm pretty sure she's fucking going down, and when that happens, shit's gonna get real, and they're gonna need the Justice League against him, because he's gonna lose all his fucking shit. He said, you know, without you, you're my world, I have nothing basically without you, and yeah, things are gonna go bad. So I think The Flash, which broke the time barrier, which fucking is amazing to put in a movie, came back to try to warn him of that. So I got all fucking Jonesy when I saw it. I was like, Dave, is that The Flash? He's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah!
With his fucking armor on and
with
stuff.
With sweet armor.
Right.
Don't ask questions.
I thought that was a dream sequence.
That's the whole point.
Better
I think...
me that it was not a dream sequence, because there was enough dream sequences.
I think where they... It's hard to tell by the editing, and I think that's, you know, to leave you with that question.
Yeah, I think so.
Was he dreaming or was he not dreaming?
Right.
You're not sure because of the way that next scene just kind of opens up.
Right. And the thing is, like, on the way home after seeing it the first time, like, I was like, I liked it. I liked it, you know, pretty good. And, like, Tiffany's like, whatever. You know, it was like, it was pretty good. The Wonder Woman stuff was great. And I'm like, oh, girls and their Wonder Woman.
Which I still maintain is one of the best parts of this movie. But continue.
It was. But then I started going through, so 15 minutes on the way home, I was going like, okay, this is because of this, and so on and so forth. And gave her a brief breakdown of, like, all the things that they were stealing from. Which is, I guess, it's DC owned. They can take from their own stuff if they want to. But, and then she was like, oh, if I would have known all that stuff to begin with, I would have liked it better. And I was like, yeah, I think they worked really heavily on what people knew or what they expected people to know.
Yeah, or else they were like, this movie will be okay and people will like it, but the true fans will love it because they'll see lots of things like that in that. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, take the other Dave last night that saw it with us, right? We're driving home, and his letter grade was a B-, C+.
Okay.
He was not a huge fan of it. He sort of enjoyed it, but he felt like there were some things that he wasn't picking up on, that he didn't get, that it was kind of convoluted and all that. So I think that goes to that point. They put so many Easter eggs, you know, in pulling from other stuff that is pretty deep out there, that unless you really know, you're not going to catch on.
Yeah.
Plus, he also didn't know that Superman died in the comics. So
okay,
I didn't know that.
Doomsday killed him.
I still have that issue.
So
but,
I want.
So
this is what I wanted to ask, Dave. You're the most vested into the Batman universe, I would say, the Daves in general. I don't know Superman. I don't know fucking Superman that well. It's one of my least favorite superheroes. So I know they did a run where the Death of Superman.
Yep.
And they put that in there. And I know they did a run where the fuckers fought. Was that the Dark Knight?
Dark Knight Returns.
Yep. And was there a series where Batman goes all fucking crazy because Lois Lane dies?
You mean Superman?
Or, I'm sorry, Superman. Superman. Yeah, yeah.
There hasn't been, like, one that I can see, like, a direct...
Yeah.
That they've taken a direct thing where she has died, but she has been... The thing is, they could do all kinds of stuff. They could do red kryptonite, makes him go fucking crazy.
I hope they don't do that. Well, I hope they don't
do that. In the new 52, Lois doesn't die, but she's infected by parasite.
Parasites, yeah.
And becomes this, mental, telepathic-powered person.
Yeah.
Hell-bent on destroying humans. But
really, that's crazy.
Yeah, but Superman and Jimmy Olsen find a cure, and she's all better.
Speaking of Jimmy Olsen, how are you gonna kill Jimmy Olsen in the first fucking scene of a movie? He's like, he's in our universe. He's dead. Bye, Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen, I got a camera.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was him until I read the credits the second time, and I was like, oh my god, you killed Jimmy Olsen. At least they still got him on the fucking CW universe.
But yeah, the thing is, it seriously, I would have been, they could have split that easily into two movies.
Yes, I agree.
Well, the other thing that resonates with me is, didn't Superman fight Doomsday by himself? Was it not, or was it a part
in the comic books?
In the comic books.
Yeah, first when Doomsday show up, a bunch of low, like, C and B level heroes start like, hey, stop it. And he just starts breaking.
Wailing.
Like, just being like, hey, what's up? Busted. You're unstoppable. You know, he's wearing this big green suit, and you can't really see what he looks like. And slowly over time, it gets torn up, and then you get to see Doomsday. Boom. Bone protruding rocks. Out and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. All this stuff. Because his whole story was like, a million years ago, all these Kryptonian scientists were trying to create like the perfect soldier,
genetic, biogenetic.
Right. So basically, like, they would send like a kid down to the planet. It would get killed. They'd take the genetics, reclone that kid, and they would make it so that any way that the person died, the Kryptonian died, it couldn't be killed that way again.
Okay.
So then over hundreds of thousands of times, it's like he every time, you know, he would just not be able to be killed. It was like, oh cool, got stabbed once, died, they cloned me, I can't be killed by being stabbed again now. I can't be killed by bullets, I can't be killed by this, I can't be killed by this, so on and so forth.
Energy weapons, I'm just going to absorb them.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Doomsday from the comics.
Yeah.
What was your, how did you feel about them taking the Doomsday concept and bastardizing it to this end? What was your reaction? Because it kind of smacked a little bit of the Deadpool to me. What was the movie, like the X-Men Deadpool, where they just used the name and they fucking made a douchebag?
That was terrible.
Wolverine
Origins.
And I thought to myself, wow, if I was like into this Deadpool character, or if I was into this Doomsday character, I might be pissed off. But I don't know. What did you think of it?
He was a big bad, like a multi-issue, you know, arc that happened, you know, that built up to him killing Superman. Like, they could have done
tangent
like,
upon
they,
tangent.
You know, they could have been like, okay, here's the big build up of this movie, and like, okay, they finally stop, you know, stop fighting each other for some reason, and then all of a sudden, boom, Doomsday explodes out of whatever thing, and they're basically credits, and you're like, oh shit, Doomsday's the big bad for the next movie. And then it could have been a whole 45-minute big thing in the beginning where they beat each other up, Superman dies, and then he could come back for the last half of the movie as whatever the resurrected Superman and so on. But I think he was – I don't know why they gave him his weird energy powers or his eyeball powers. That was just weird. Right. But
yeah.
He was pretty cool looking from a non like, he was actually pretty sweet. And his, like, birthing, if you will, was pretty awesome looking, too.
He was
a very well-done specimen of CG destruction.
His face, though, looked like the fucking cave troll from
It did! That's what it reminded me of.
I totally was thinking that. Like, did we just step into
the shed? Until he shed his skin.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but that first roar, I was like,
I just don't understand. Okay, cool. He's an abomination. Cool. Why his big abomination characteristic that is like, dude, he is like has no fucking dick. Like, that's I was weird. Just like, why is it just a big blank spot?
Why do you think he's so fucking mad?
And he has those little tiny teeth. He can't really eat food that well.
I'd be pissed off. I couldn't eat well or fuck. Goddamn.
Like, that was just weird to me. I was like, dude, they could have just shown him shots and stuff like that of him off to the side or shadows or something, you know, like, but that was just weird that they were like, you know what, just like sculpt him like without a dick. And that was just weird to me.
Well, wait, hold on. If they would like put it like a giant superhuman horse dick on the guy, just hanging off there, like just slapping around.
Fucking Watchmen style. His big blue dick
like,
hanging out.
Big dick hanging off.
I think that would have been more distracting.
Zack Snyder again. He would have been, he's not afraid of fucking male genitals.
Nor should that's you be. Weird. They're good for everybody.
Right.
That's just weird. We don't need an accidental wing shot.
It wouldn't be accidental. It'd be on purpose.
I'm sorry. Intentional wing shot.
Yeah, so I just think he got shortchanged a little bit.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, no, I can completely see that too. As long as it didn't like ruin the movie for you or piss you off to a point where you're like, fuck that movie. Yeah.
Doomsday was never a character that I really cared about because it was all about spectacle of them trying to come up with a guy that was so powerful that he could
defeat Superman.
Okay.
Because Superman is the apex, the pinnacle of hero.
Okay.
Well, and before that arc, you really never had heard of him. Like, right. All of a sudden it was, oh, this is some Kryptonian bastardized doomsday thing that I thought Kryptonian, you know, I thought Krypton exploded. You know, why is it still here? What happened to it? Why? How did it get here? I mean, there were more questions about why it was there than people really falling in love with it. So, and at the end of the arc, he was done for too. So,
yeah. But like all heroes and villains and whatnot, everyone comes back.
Sure, sure.
Well, actually, in some ways, he came back in this movie because they had said that the Abomination had already been a process by which it had been created before, and Lex was recreating it.
Right.
So this may have been, like, you know, one of many Abominations.
Like, the thing is, if he comes back, which he would regenerate, it's the thing, given a timeline, he comes back, and then now I can't be killed by Kryptonite spears anymore.
That's the hopefully not in this universe, but in the comic book universe. I got you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So give me some parts of this movie, because I want to get to the next part. The next part's a little bit darker, so I want to get to the part. Give me some parts of this movie that you really liked or really loved. For me, one of the big parts was watching Batman carry Superman by a cable down the hallway. He's just like, fucking cable. And he's like, you're mine,
the fact
bitch.
that he was training with all the heavy, like...
You like that?
Like, the tire.
And
the Batman CrossFit. Whatever.
Batman CrossFit. Batfit.
He's like, holy crap, montage.
Right, so I gotta do pull-ups, and I'm like, oh, pull-ups are fucking hard. I can't do pull-ups. And I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got chains and fucking weights on me.
Yeah, that was a funny, like, surprise, little mini surprise. Like, oh, look at Batman's not that tough. Wait a second! Well,
and on the same note, you actually saw Superman dragging the boat in the middle of the Arctic or whatever?
Right. Yeah. That was weird
to me.
What
was that about?
Yeah, that was weird and out of place to me. I don't know.
I think he was saving someone.
Yeah. Right, but why
there was nobody. It was overturned in the middle of the Arctic,
but there was
though.
People on top of it overturned? Yeah. But why the fuck was it overturned in the middle of the Arctic?
It looked
like
there
was a story there. That was like a... Yeah, that was a little weird.
I'm going to go with giant...
That whole monologue about him doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. So he was basically probably fighting a giant Arctic frozen frost squid or something that...
Polar bears.
Polar bears are like, fuck this boat! Ah!
Polar bear flips shit all the time.
That's true.
It's like the Freljord.
Yeah, I like those.
The little vignettes? Yeah, the vignettes were cool.
Yep, I really enjoyed the cameos for the other superheroes, and I really loved the interaction between Bruce Wayne and Wonder Woman. I just thought
the Cardassian
interaction was...
Yeah, the
know.
Part where he was like, I've met women like you. He was like, you've never met a woman like you.
I've killed things from other worlds before. Like, okay, you're fucking badass. I get it.
Yep.
In that final battle
battle.
Mr. Batman had a chance to be the solo, and he was running away, and he was like, you know, using his machinery to like zip from one building to another
his
and like just
hooks.
Get out of the way just in time for this super epic beast, and then he threw his smoke bomb and disappeared. I think that was cool because
that was
like human versus super unstoppable.
Like, yes, like one punch from that guy
would easily kill him.
Yeah.
That's the cool part that I saw was that when Chris said like Wonder Woman sitting there in front of everybody blocking Doomsday's attack, Batman ran.
He jumped underneath the fucking he's like, underneath. I'm smart, goddammit.
I will not survive.
Well, he knows the other two could probably survive that. He can't.
Right.
And the scene with the piss,
piss in the jar.
That was a great scene because, one, I like how Lex Luthor was like set that up, like, what a fucking badass evil guy. Evil badass, but badass nonetheless, to take the granny's, you know, peach lemonade or whatever, and the... You know, you're like, I don't know exactly what's going on, but Lex is fucking some shit. Oh, fuck. Boom.
He sacrificed his assistant in that scene, too. He's like, why don't you go in there and sit with me? Sit for me.
That seems weird to me, because isn't his assistant like an assassin and like...
Mercy? She's super badass. She's like his bodyguard, technically.
Huh.
And isn't she like half cyborg or something like that?
Yeah. Hey,
it depends on the iteration. Like, if you're watching Young Justice,
yes.
Okay, so that's where I get
other shows. No,
that's where I get all my info.
Welcome to the cinematic universe, which may be different than all other universes.
Well, it is different. Remember, we don't want any levity. We want everything to be moody.
So this gets to my last point, and we can throw in other things we thought were amazing too. I thought the shot of Wonder Woman and Batman flanking a downed Superman at the end was pretty fucking cool. I like that shot.
I like that shit. The thing is, like I don't know if Zack Snyder's a Catholic, but man, there was a lot of Catholic
symbolism.
There's
a lot of fucking God references and a lot of religious
references. That scene. If you look over there, on the left frame, yeah, I wrote this down, left frame, there is power lines, and those power lines are in the shape of crosses, and there's three of them.
And there's so many times with people, like, looking up to him and reaching for him, or, you know, it's
like,
over.
Thou shall not have false gods.
Right, in the Wayne Mausoleum, that Archangel Michael is wearing a blue chest piece and a red cape.
I didn't notice that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hey, we should write a letter to Ben Affleck. You know, apparently got upset about some of the reviews and whatnot. You know, he's got to know that some people liked it.
Well, and the thing is, the other two like actually said like, "Hey, thanks guys for liking your movie."
Well, all the reviews I've read have said he is a good part of that movie though, so I don't think he has anything to worry about personally.
Oh. I think it was more the critics he was kind of disappointed with, and like he understood the fan reaction, but
Clooney man didn't do that great of a job.
He did a terrible job.
In hindsight, so he's better than Clooney.
I think he was one of the best Batmans we've had. Yeah. He was an old grizzled Batman that looked like a fucking Batman. It wasn't like a wire or a stick running around with, you know, he was fucking giant and huge.
The shot when, like, yes, like when Superman tore apart the Batmobile and took him out and Batman stood up.
Fucking,
Batman was bigger than him.
And that is another shot that I fucking love too.
Yeah, Batman, like, size wise was bigger.
Right.
I was like, okay.
Yep.
That warehouse fight. That was so, like, he's just, like, picking up dudes and, like, choke slamming them through like, boxes and, like, being like, oh, I tumbled through here, but while tumbling, I would shoot my fucking bat cable back here to throw you over at this guy.
That's the Batman you have. The game. Batman that's like, you stab me, I'm gonna fucking stab you back.
I enjoyed that. I also had some issues with Affleck's. He was a little wooden in some of the scenes where he's not as fluid as I'd like him to be, but...
But he's not supposed to be. He's old grizzled. He even makes references throughout the movie that I'm getting too old for this, or I don't move like I used to. So I need a new suit.
And the thing is, they could lean him down. Like, next movie, they could be like, okay, I'm going to lean down just a little bit just to be a little bit more, you know.
Because I need to be.
Yeah.
Superman's gone.
So, things you didn't like, are you asking that? Because I got one.
No, I was asking things you liked.
Oh.
Okay,
but if you want to get to that, that's fine. Because the next, go ahead.
Well, I occasionally I found the music soundtrack to be overbearing.
I agree. Intense. I completely agree.
And well, it was like you're like cool scene, and all of a sudden it got loud and weird.
Yeah.
And then you're distracted.
Too much action.
If you looked at it, it was like it's because they had like Hans Zimmer, which was his last movie. He's like classical, like you know, film score guy, and then they had, like, Junkie XL, which is, like, a fucking, you know, like, house music kind of guy. So
it didn't seem to fit. Like... It didn't seem to fit right half the time. I don't know. It was weird.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, that's a honest criticism that I would agree with, yeah.
And then the only other part that I can really think of that stood out is, you know the scene when he was saying... Oh, no. It was Lois, not Batman. When Lois said, like, don't go.
Chasing waterfalls.
At the end. I think she knows that he's probably going to die. But you're right. What else is he going to do?
You mean the hotel room scene? It didn't come off as, like, authentic to me.
I gotcha.
Like, if she would have said, you're going to die. Don't go. You'll die.
Sure.
But it was more she was like, duh. I don't know. It just didn't break through. It felt like one moment of bad acting and otherwise pretty solid acting at that one point.
If I was going to defend the screenwriters for that, I would say she knows he's going to go, so there's no use arguing with him, so she just tries futilely, and she tries futilely once, because she knows she can't convince him, basically. Yeah. So that's how I would defend it, but I agree, it was kind of weak. So, but my big, and I think a lot of people's criticism of the film is it is not a Marvel movie. Marvel movies, you go out of there feeling happy, and you're like, yeah, that was a fun, that was, there was humor, there was joy, there was levity, and everything was fun. This movie had no joy. It had very little humor, if anything.
It's such a down note.
It was a dark movie, and I think people didn't expect that, and especially with the Superman, who's, you know, who's supposed to be this light in the world.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly kind of hitting it on the head for a lot of people, is they're so used to the Marvel formula, because all their movies are the same formula. Now DC is trying to make their own world, and they're trying to use their own formula, and they're trying to use the Zack Snyder formula. And people are just not prepared for it. You know, they just don't expect it. You know, they want that Marvel, because that, you know, like you said, you walk out of a Marvel movie and you feel happy, you know.
Enlightened.
You feel just, hey, yeah, the good guys came out on top, and they're all fine, and you know, they're all joking around with each other. So yeah, definitely the formula definitely played a role in that.
Yeah, I think so. And there was no fucking thing after the credits. Come on, God damn it. That's
this
fucking
is a
ridiculous.
World we live in.
Don't they know what world we live in?
That's true.
Where all movies are basically 2.5 hour trailers for the next 8 movies.
Yeah, but you know what? And I was thinking about this as well. I don't want my CW Flash in this universe. My CW Flash...
doing fitness.
That was fucking amazing. The Supergirl crossover, it was amazing. They're like, oh, yay, ice cream. Yay, we love each other. Yay. That was fucking awesome to watch.
We're best friends now.
And they were, and it made me so happy to watch. And yeah, fuck it. Stay out of that universe, Flash. Don't cross that fucking universe. Get your own Flash.
Like, on the way back, me and Chris were talking of, like, because it's multiple universes, and they totally are fine with it saying, like, oh, cinematic movie universe does not cross with the TV universe. It gives me more hope that they're going to go, oh, cool. You can have all of the other characters have on the TV shows eventually if you want them. Like, you could have fucking... Like, they're actually going to have on Legends of Tomorrow, they're going to have fucking Talia.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yes. Okay, finally, we're not going to have to have, like, oh, we're not going to have to skirt that thing. I was like, Talia, that's a fucking Batman. You can't go there. I'm like, they're finally going to do that. They can start doing other things. They can start like, oh, cool, this is a villain from someone else, or this is a hero from someone else. We can have that.
You can have a very, very crazy, like, very kid-like Flash instead of, like, I don't know, whatever the CW is trying to put off.
Well, the CW is...
Not that he's not kid-like, but he's very, very spontaneous and kind of spastic. Isn't he?
That's kind of what the CW is going for.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I think that the movie universe, cinematic universe, is going to go for the same thing, where it's the dark world, and everybody's not fun and happy. Which, yep. I mean, as long as the universes are separate, it's weird how beforehand I was like, fuck it, why would you not use this Flash? He's amazing. He's the best part of my fucking third Wednesdays, or whatever day it's on. And, that's including you guys. Fuck you, Flash is better. But now, fuck that. I don't want that. I'm fine with them being separate. So that's one thing.
I don't want that Flash to be ruined.
So right. Am I. I'm like, and the thing is, I've read lots of comics, and there's always a new writer and a new artist on a version of it. And I'm like, I'm not gonna read this for a few, you know, 6, 7, 8 issues, because I really don't like the story arc, and I don't like the artists, like, and then I'll be like, all of a sudden I'll be like, oh, cool, let me pick this up and see if I like it. And I'm like, oh, this is cool, I really like this, the way this story is taking place. I'm just gonna imagine that this is all part of a big multiverse, that this Batman is awesome, the Superman not so much. It's cool, I can deal with it. It's not going to make me, you know, not want to see them, because it is my job as who I am to see all these.
It's our job as comic book people to see all the comic book movies, regardless of what they are.
And I'm wondering if they came out too close to Deadpool, because Deadpool was pure joy.
Yeah,
and watched it, and it made fun of things like, oh, she's gonna do the superhero landing and lands, and then
the first fucking Superman thing, lands, yeah, superhero landing. Yeah, that's the first time you see Superman in the movie, Superman landing.
I'm like, dude, you can float down. You can just land, like, all, like, pleasantly. You don't have to bust up the side every time you
I
land.
Totally, when he was at, in Dia de los Muertos, and he's getting idolized by all the Mexicans, yep. I totally wanted him just to, like, Sonic just fly away the hell. Just watch everybody.
Shockwave just knocks him down.
You know, totally it's kind of rude that he always breaks the sound barrier so close to the Earth. You know, you think you could fly just under the sound barrier.
Right.
And then, like, once you get in space a little bit, then break it because...
There's no sound in space,
right? You know, people must be like, what the fuck was that noise, you know? Exactly. That's the point, Adam. Alarms
going off. They have dogs barking.
Right, dogs are barking. Goddamn Superman.
Like, and the thing is, I haven't seen him use any of his other powers, and I kind of want to see him
like
to use...
Wind.
Like, he could have burned... He could have blew out that fire. Fucking blow out that fire, Superman.
I agree.
Oh, sure.
Kind of sitting and going, well, that could have happened. When's it going to happen?
Right.
Yeah. Because there's a lot more that he can do, but...
Is there? Is there a lot more that we care about?
The only other thing I had about the movie was, to me, it didn't feel like equal footing between Batman and Superman. It really felt like it was an entire Batman movie.
You thought so?
Like, it was a Batman movie with Superman in it,
huh,
instead of being a combined film.
Interesting.
Felt like it was Batman 4. Well,
really? You thought it was Batman 4? That's interesting, because it's like, I felt like it definitely, to me, because with Daily Planet, with all this stuff, with Lex Luthor, I to me it felt more like Man of Steel 2.
Yeah, that's, I was going to go with that too. Yeah. I think his
it felt more centered around Batman for me.
I think Batman or Superman's his whole motivation and arc and everything was more subtle, because he doesn't talk a lot. I don't know, it was weird. He doesn't have Alfred to talk to. He has Amy Adams, who's just like, you're my world. Let's just not worry about anything. Let's just go fuck.
Oh, man.
He doesn't have a drunk Jeremy Irons Alfred.
I was like, come on. They splashed water, and, like, the water level didn't seem to go down enough for, like, a fucking nipple slip or something.
No, that's in the rated R version.
That would be great.
She stands up in that one.
And she's like, check out this fucking super bush.
And why the hell didn't Aquaman jump out of that water?
That's what I thought they were going to go with. I thought they were like, oh, here you go, have the spear.
That would have been fucking tits. Like, she's like searching, and a fucking arm comes up holding a spear, and then it's gone again.
I honestly thought they were going there, yeah.
Flash could get a second scene, but Aquaman can't.
Right.
Well, he's Aquaman, let's be honest.
No,
I don't know
there's nothing wrong with Aquaman.
How they're going to fix it, because you could tell when he came out of the thing, he was holding his breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's... so I don't know how they're going to... Like, when he came swimming out of the thing, you could see, by the way, his mouth was and everything, that he was holding his breath.
You could.
And Aquaman... Yeah, well, and Aquaman doesn't have to hold his breath.
Oh, Aquaman... I thought you were talking about Superman. Aquaman.
No.
I don't know.
Jason Momoa.
I'm sure they'll figure something out.
Right.
You might just ignore that, because it wasn't...
Yeah, it's true.
I would...
I know you would ignore that, but that part, I'm like, Aquaman doesn't need to hold his breath. He's fine.
Well, maybe he was doing it so that it looked like he was holding his breath to draw less suspicion.
There probably won't be as many scenes.
Less suspicion. Anyway. When those fucking underwater drones are like at 12,000 feet down. Oh, I hope that doesn't draw suspicion of this guy swimming at 12,000 feet with a
rocket. Well, at least the guy has to hold his breath, which makes it far less.
Right. They're like, oh, maybe it's one of those deep diver guys who can dive and hold their breath for like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, and what was the thing in with the cyborg shot? What was the fucking thing that merged with them?
Mother box. Mother box?
Yeah. Okay, and that's like a computer thing you said or something?
That's, apocalyptic technology.
Okay.
Yeah, Darkseid uses those.
It's like
to
these really
teleport.
Yeah, like these small portable computers.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can do all kind of, basically imagine everything they can do. They create the boom tubes, like, which is their teleportation technology, which basically it just basically can create temporary portals, like fucking Benjamin Sisko style.
Oh, and the fucking opening scene, seeing the world engines from the ground. That was fucking badass. I like that shit. That was awesome. I'm sorry. If you hated this movie, you weren't watching. There's so much good about this movie. I'm sorry if you didn't like Martha, but there was so much good in this movie that did you miss it? What the fuck were you doing? Trying to not like the movie? Ryan, why did you like this movie? It was amazing.
Oh, I liked it.
You know what? I'm in a solid A-minus now. I'm not fucking around. This teacher gave me an A-minus. There was so much good in this movie that the joylessness, it's just a different atmosphere. I think when people don't like it, it's because what they brought into it. They brought their notions of What do you bring into the cave? Only what's in the cave? Only what you bring in there. And that's fucking what people did. They brought in their
fucking lightsaber in there.
That's true. So yeah, I don't know.
They were expecting Marvel,
but people.
I agree. It was pretty darn good. Yeah. And it was fun, and it was a little. I mean, I say fun, even though it was dark, it was still fun. The scenes with Wonder Woman, they're fun.
Wonder Woman stole the show.
It was a good show.
It was a long movie. I think they could have edited it better. But, you know, fuck it. It was a good movie. I was fine sitting there for 2.5 hours and watching Batman and Superman go at it. Why the fuck wouldn't I be? What else am I going to do? Not watch Batman and Superman go at it? Fuck you. All right. That's all I got to say. What about anybody got any closing subjects or anything to come up with?
It's a good flick. I like it.
Daredevil Season 2 is awesome.
Suicide Squad looks like it has so much fucking joy in it.
See, Suicide Squad's the exact opposite of this fucking movie, isn't it?
Yeah, well, so basically the heroes
are
the heroes in the DC cinematic universe have no joy.
But the villains
are all about joy. Yeah. They want to just
about having some fun, cracking some skulls.
Yeah, that movie looks fun. Yeah.
They all want joy. Just like Adam.
Good job, Joe. Damn Adam. Right. Way to get there before the rest
all
of us.
Joy.
I almost don't.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. We'll try to do better next week. Thanks, everyone. It was fun. Again, I defy you to not like this movie more than when you started listening to the podcast. If you did so, go watch it again and try not to be such an asshole in life.
Don't be so cynical.
Fucking life. It's life's supposed to be fun. Yeah, you're not there to find this. If you're going to a Batman v Superman to see the secrets of the universe, you're in the wrong place. That's all I got to say. All right. All right, we'll talk to you later,
everybody. See you.
Bye.